It was a hectic and tragic morning at the Siena Hotel in Chapel Hill on Friday, as fire crews were dispatched early Friday morning in what turned out to be an arson. We learned later in the morning that all hotel guests and employees successfully evacuated, but authorities were still searching the hotel through midday for the suspect. Then at 1:30 Friday afternoon, this update came from Chapel Hill Police Chief Salisa Lehue.
This is a sad day for us, and we extend empathy to all families and guests and community members that were affiliated or involved. We did find a deceased male in one of the hotel rooms. We believe this person also set some fires within the hotel. We are in the process of actively investigating the crime scene. We have deemed the hotel safe at this point.
The investigation's ongoing, and there are few answers available, but we did learn a little bit about what was happening throughout the morning.
We immediately took control of the scene after the fire response, and then we did have to secure each floor as we made our way up, and the suspect was found on the third floor.
As for hotel guests, Chief Lehue says no word yet on when they'll be able to return.
Not yet. I don't anticipate that will be today. This is a hotel that has over 80 rooms, and there's a lot of work yet to be done in terms of putting the puzzle pieces together as exactly what happened. Our crisis team has been in contact with both the guests and the family, so we continue to provide adequate crisis response and resources to all those that have been involved or affected.
Chapel Hill Police Chief Salisa Lehue speaking there. This is an ongoing story, and you can check chapelborough.com for the latest. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Andrew Stuckey.